This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he wants to see fewer than 500 homicides next year. The last time the city saw fewer than 500 homicides was nearly a decade ago in 2015, according to the city's violence reduction dashboard. Johnson announced his goal as he acknowledged that any loss of life is unacceptable.
But we have an opportunity for less life to be lost if we actually put in the hard work, roll up our sleeves, and not allow the narrative that comes from the outside to determine who we are as a city.
There have been 533 people killed in the city this year. That's an 8.6% decrease compared to the same time last year. The Chicago Elections Board hopes to expand its voting sites to help reduce long wait times for voters to cast their ballots. The expansion would cost $10 million each election cycle. But with the city facing a massive budget deficit, Alderperson Scott Wagasback is floating consolidation rather than expansion. He says the agency should be combined with the Cook County Clerk's Office.
We are in budget crises now, year after year after year, and every department, every agency has to start looking at ways to streamline, to become more productive in exploring potential savings.
An attorney for the Board of Elections pushed back on calls for consolidation, arguing the same amount of infrastructure would be needed to serve all voters. The Chicago Teachers Union has given the school district a narrowed list of demands that officials say offers a roadmap to a contract deal. The union wants to land a contract before mid-January. That's when Donald Trump becomes president and a new school board takes over. The union gave the school district a list of about 160 top demands. Originally, they laid out more than 700. Thad Goodchild is CTU's deputy counsel.
We, think it represents a reasonable compromise and will create the infrastructure for the sort of transformation of the school district that students and families and educators are counting on.
CTU says the contract will cost way less than the $10 billion CPS originally estimated. But CPS officials say they don't see significant reduction. Cook County's public health system is launching free doula services for pregnant patients. Doulas are trained to empower patients before, during, and after childbirth. They're advocates trying to reduce stress and pain. Think squeezing near a woman's hips during a contraction. And research shows that having a doula leads to better health outcomes for mothers and babies, like lower C-section rates. As more pregnant women and new moms in Illinois die, especially Black women, Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller wanted to bring in doulas.
We need to educate women that they deserve that. It's not something they should say, oh, I don't really need that, I feel fine, or this is my third child and I know what's going to happen. No, we should make sure that everyone gets it.
Nearly 1,000 mostly Black or Latina patients at Cook County Health are currently pregnant. They could have access to doulas next month. Some more things you should know today. Help could be on the way for Chicago travelers frustrated by so-called ghost buses. The Chicago Transit Authority says this week it's testing the ability to show when a trip has been canceled on the CTA bus tracker. The agency says the next step will be making the change permanent. They also plan to share this information with both ctabustracker.com and all tracker apps and websites. Musicians Kendrick Lamar and SZA will hit the road together next year, including a stop in Chicago. They announced the Grand National Tour, which will hit 19 stadiums across North America in the spring and summer. The tour comes to Soldier Field in Chicago, June 6th. Today's weather. This afternoon and evening, we will see snow showers accompanied by some strong winds. The National Weather Service warns of slick roads and low visibility for people traveling today. The high will reach the upper 30s. Tomorrow, we're expecting to start the day with gusty winds that diminish in the afternoon. The high will dip down to the upper 20s. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.